2.5 minute plank. I wonder if Nathan X would get anywhere near 2.5 minutes planking. How are you, Nath?
2.5 seconds, I reckon.
Jeez, these jockeys are fit, aren't they? We don't give them enough credit. He is an outstanding ambassador, Jamie Mott. All the success he gets is great reward for the hard work he does. Nath, it's a interesting time up in Queensland. We talk about what's been going up there a lot, but before I get to the charges yesterday with Ben Curry, I just want to have a quick look back on the win of Canenda on the weekend and the carnival, how you see it progressing and how much traction is it getting up there?
Crowd sizes aren't great so far. I think sort of about 6,500 both days at Doomben to this point, which is not disastrous, but obviously it's not massive numbers either. There's no headline act here, which probably doesn't help, but the racing's been good, and I think from a betting point of view, I'm sure it's going well because the fields have had really good depth in them. Even though no standout in the Doomben Cup, it was a terrific betting race, wide open, and they were able to back quite a few runners.
Has there been any, do you think, general hangover with all the news that Ben Curry has been making up there? Is there any, outside the racing bubble, has there been any negativity towards the racing with what's going on?
I'm sure there would be in pockets, Michael, but I mean, it's hard for racing to raise a ripple up here and in a lot of places. So I don't think you could blame that. In fact, I think that there's probably more people here for the carnival this year with Eagle Farm being back in play, as opposed to any hangover from the Ben Curry stuff.
And where are we with the Ben Curry situation? Another 12 charges found guilty of yesterday. He's got the 4 years disqualification. So where are we in, I suppose, progress of his appeals, possible appeals, and what happens with the sentencing or submissions for the penalties with the 12 guilty charges yesterday?
Well, I think the ones yesterday, they're pretty much in alignment with the ones that his father was able to plea bargain last week. Originally 2 year disqualification for Mark, knocked down to a $7,500 fine, 12 month wholly suspended sentence. These charges related specifically to the same lot of treatments as Mark. So the precedent has been set there. So that's what he'd be looking at for those ones that he was found guilty of yesterday, Michael. There's still another half of those. So that was the first lot of the 28. So there's 14 of those still to come, the seven other ones that are undetermined and possibly more to come, plus five swab irregularities. So it's got a way to go. In terms of immediacy, the Supreme Court last week ruled in Racing Queensland's favour in terms of invoking AR55. So that's going to stay for a while, at least until Ben Curry gets his internal review back from that four-year disqualification. Now, if the internal review confirms that, I'd say, you know, we'll be back to the Supreme Court in any case, and then he'll want to go to QCAT to try and get a stay. But he pulled his QCAT hearing last week, Michael, because there was no point going. Even if QCAT granted him a stay, the Supreme Court had said that Racing Queensland's action stands, so there was no point in that at this stage. So the Supreme Court is probably the key to it at the moment.
What's happened to his horses? Have the owners left him?
I don't know whether you'd say the owners have left him. The horses have been dispersed so that they can race. He's vacated his on-course Toowoomba Stables, which I understand the club has now taken plenty of applications from other trainers to fill. So for the time being, they have gone to other stables, but that's only natural given he can't train. I would think, you know, his owners have been pretty staunch through this, and I would think a big chunk of them would come back to him if he were to get the green light to continue training again. But for the moment, there's a few weeks to play out in that at this stage, I think.
Well, he's been the headline act as far as integrity issues are concerned in Queensland, but there have been a lot of issues around the periphery as well. And I know you spoke to the boys on the verdict last week regarding the mix-up with the saddle cloth and all the other issues that have occurred. Is there any more news on how those mishaps have come about and if anyone's been responsible or held responsible for
it? No word on that. Made the point on Saturday, Michael, they suspended five jockeys out of the Doomben Cup meeting. Now, that just means nothing, because the way the appeal system is up here, the jockeys just lob in appeal, get a stay, and pretty much ride until such time as they want to take a holiday. The exception there being, I think Kieran McAvoy did plead guilty on Saturday, so I think he will take his penalty, but the others will just ride on until they want to take a break from riding. And it struck me as surprising that they didn't choose to issue a fine, particularly in the case of John Allen, which they rated in the medium range of carelessness in a Group 1 race, to at least try and provide some deterrent, Michael, but that wasn't forthcoming. And as he's entitled to, John Allen will just ride that system now, and it'll be sweet to ride a Tanner in the Oaks in 2 weeks' time.
It's a strange system, isn't it? And I suppose there's been a lot of talk about the lack of uniformity in the rules of racing in the different jurisdictions, and that's another example of that. Nathan, leave us with a positive note. We spoke to Kieran Maher about Dubious in the Kingsford Smith on Saturday. If he can win it with a two-year-old, I don't think it's ever been done before. It'd be one of the great training performances.
Yeah, it certainly will be, and you know, you've spoken to him, and you know, full credit to him for having a throw at the stumps. Obviously, there's no stars there that he's bumping into, so he probably sees it as a winnable race, and I think 1,300 is probably more suitable for him than 14 at this stage. No 2 year-olds have run in this particular race, but it isn't an old slot where the 10,000 used to be. I think 1971 was the last time one ran in it and was unplaced. So yeah, it adds a touch of intrigue to this week's race for sure.
Well, we are looking forward to the racing, that being the number one focus in Queensland.
I think you'll see a good track on Saturday anyway, Michael. Eagle Farm gets showcased for the first time in the Group 1 conditions, and you know, Mick Goody's been confident in the whole way through. It's performed well so far, and hopefully that will be the case when it's showcased to the nation on Saturday.
Looking forward to it, Nate. Thanks for your time again, mate.
Cheers, Mike.
Nathan.